You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, welcome in here on the 26th day of August. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I am Mark. That is Dan Buck sitting down there all dressed up this morning, sitting in for Kim St. Ange. Glad to have you here again, Dan.
Man, got the dress wear on. I got a little TV thing I'm going to be doing to celebrate 30 years of Show Me St. Louis. That's crazy.
Which you started, right?
I did. I was a part of the initial team, a reporter to start, and then 2 years in, I became the host. So
you don't look a day over 29. I don't know how that happened. How did that happen?
I don't know. I've been drinking this Show Me Kool-Aid, kept me young, I guess. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, you had a long run on that show, too. What, 8 years?
About nine years. Yeah,
wow.
Nine years,
great.
Start to finish. It was fun. Yeah. It was back in the day, too, when they really let that show be entertaining.
Yes.
I mean, they gave us a lot of liberty to do some crazy fun stuff. So, you know, whether it was skydiving on a plane, whether it be rock climbing off a cliff, whether it be going up in, you know, the old courthouse or on top of the cathedral. I mean, just the things I got to see and do and be a creative. It was fun.
Well, they did the same thing at Channel 4 there, modeling after it, I'm guessing, after
great,
a little while.
Great day.
Great day.
Mm-hmm.
But It little did we realize at the time that the only reason probably they ever started those shows was to generate ad revenue, which it's a commercial TV station. That's not a surprise. But the people that switched over to do that kind of reporting loved feature reporting. They loved doing that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, John Perchborn taught me so much. Yeah.
Tim Izell, all those guys are great at the feature type stuff. And it has since morphed into something completely different. It's a different animal these days, and so's the one at Great Day.
We used to be able to keep commercials in the commercial breaks.
Yes.
Yeah, not anymore. The commercials are now in the content of the show.
It's not a newscast. They don't portray it as a newscast. It is a sales cast is what it is these days.
Yeah.
And almost all of the segments now are centered around sales clients as opposed to being able to go out and skydive, unless the skydiving company happened to be a sales client, right?
You might have a great, great feature human interest story, but if you're not an advertiser, chances are you're not getting on those shows very often.
Yeah. I filled in over at Channel 4 five or six years ago and I had to do a segment on how to get wine stains out of carpet. Of course, it just so happened that their advertiser was a carpet cleaner, right?
Yep.
And that person was there to show you how to get stains out of a carpet. And I'm like, I couldn't do this. There's no way I could do this on a regular basis, even if they were paying me, which they refused to do. So I don't fill in over there anymore. I'm like, hey, you know,
you filled in, but they didn't pay you?
They didn't pay me.
Yeah.
I did it for a week and then they asked me to come back and I'm like, I might consider coming back. Let's talk about what that per diem would be if I came over and did that, right? Because you're clearly generating sales revenue from this show. And they said, let me get back to you on that. And then they came back to me and said, Peggy said, we're not paying you. And I'm like, well, then tell Peggy to go pound sand.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Like, who works
nothing's
for free?
Nothing's for free.
Who? I mean, one time out of the goodness of your heart to see some colleagues, well, have some fun with it,
you.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it starts to become a grind after about a week.
I've played that game. Some people might be mesmerized by the thought of being on TV. I did it for 30 years. I'm not mesmerized by it. And if I got to feed my family. So yeah, if you want me to do it, pay me something.
And just for the record, I am not volunteering on this show.
Oh, good. I am glad to hear that. I wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, they actually are going to be giving me some free dinner tickets somewhere. I'm just
good
kidding.
For you. No. Good for you. You know, if it's analysis of an election or something like that, yeah, I'm going to go do that. But if you're going to put me on a show where everybody else is getting paid but me, I don't think so.
Well, and I thought we always just, if a segment was going to be sponsored, we should have had to do a disclaimer. Let people know, hey, the portions of this show or this particular portion of this show is sponsored by the content. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they weren't doing that back in the day. I was on the early cusp of that. I got out before it got really, really bad.
That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed.
Oh, the ship, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
it
you said.
It has left
there.
The
Sorry.
Dock.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure
no,
everybody.
You thought he said something else?
Yeah.
No. There was a P on the end of that.
Okay. I thought
trust me,
flush.
There was a P on the end of that. Coming up, we're going to get to Gene Evans. We'll talk more about that Missouri Scholars Program, the fact that the teachers' unions are trying to derail it with a lawsuit, but a judge didn't play along yesterday. So we're going to get an update on that for you coming up in the next segment. We've got John Lamping at the bottom of the hour. You know, I had that interview with Catherine Hanaway on Friday, and we're going to kick that around with John this morning and maybe see how he's got a feel for what kind of an AG she's going to be once she takes over for Bailey. I think, what did we say, September 8th?
The 8th,
it seems
yep.
like, mm-hmm. is when she's going to be doing that.
When he's officially out.
Yep. We got all that coming up. Right now, though, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
No police officer working in the city can remember a time in their lives when there has been no murders. You can work at the police department for 20 years, 30 years, your whole life. We've checked the records. No one can even find a record of being murder-free for as long as we've been murder-free under President Trump's.
Yeah, Stephen Miller yesterday, boy, the left loves to hate that guy. That's what I voted for. He's honest. He stands up and speaks the truth. And think about that. Historically, they can't find a year or a week when there wasn't a murder in Washington, D.C. until now.
We've had zero murders in the last week. And some of these people were from foreign countries. They said, that doesn't sound so good. And I said, well, it doesn't sound good, but Washington was the most dangerous place in this country, and now, you know what? It's probably the safest place in our country.
Wow. Hey, let's all go to D.C.
In 7 days.
Yeah, it's 7 short days. How did he do it? And why in the world would other governors and mayors not jump at the chance to copy that idea?
We wouldn't wake up every day to a bunch of TV and a bunch of nonsense. We would wake up to an adult with compassion and dignity and vision and leadership doing the work. Not a man-child crying about whatever's wrong with him.
Hey, it's Tampon Tim there, by the way, in case you didn't recognize the voice, lamenting how great the world would be if only Cackling Kamala had won. Is there anybody in the world besides him who believes that?
Good morning, DNC members, friends, and relatives. Let's talk about the land for a second. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis.
What? That's how they opened the DNC meeting? Was an apology to the Indians that they took
to
land?
The Native Americans on whose land we now stand because it was stolen. I'm sorry, why the hell are you there? If you truly believe that the land you're sitting on in your meeting was stolen, why did you agree to take part in the meeting on that land? That's the nonsense of it. This is the same thing. This is the DNC, the Democrat National Committee is meeting there. That's what Tim Walz was speaking at. And that's how they opened the thing. Listen to her. She's apologizing for the fact that at some point in the past, Native Americans owned all of Minneapolis. Go ahead.
Samic Nidijinikaz, Amic Dodum, Saginaw Chippewa Dojibwa, Anishinaabe Kwe and Dow, Good morning, DNC members, friends and relatives. Let's talk about the land for a second. The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wapatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part of a history of broken treaties and promises. And in many ways, we still live in a system built to suppress indigenous peoples' cultural and spiritual history.
I'm speechless.
I can't even comment.
I'm like, really? Let's go back 170 years and think of all of what has happened in the 170 years since then. And we want to give it back to the few thousand Indians who occupied the land at the time.
It's more than that. It's those people not wanting to recognize Christopher Columbus, if you believe he's the first one to find America, because him finding it led to the colonization and the stealing of lands. There's not a piece of land in the world that didn't at some point belong to somebody else. Every society that has come along has overtaken another one.
The Dakotas were not the first.
All these lands have been conquered forever.
The Dakotas were not the first, I promise you, on that land.
And they won't be the last.
No.
They may not be the last. We don't know what's going to happen.
Cherokee might have been there. The Illini might have been there. Other tribes, other things. They fought and took each other's land all the time.
It's the guilt-ridden, pointy-headed liberals that run the DNC now. They are. They're the ones who were so woke last year that you had to fit certain categories in order to even sit on the board. They had to have a certain number of women, a certain number of LGBTQ members. Everybody had to be represented in order for them to have a quorum at whatever meeting they held last year. This is the insane left in this country for you, and that's how they opened the DC. Oh, by the way, they're charting a comeback, just in case you're wondering. Are you worried? I'm not. All right, let's get to a quick break. We'll talk to our friend Gene Evans coming up in just a minute. All right, so yesterday morning we were talking about this this judge that was considering a temporary restraining order on the Mo Scholars program because, of course, it's being challenged in court by the NEA, the teachers unions, who do not like the fact that you should be able to port your money somewhere. And while we're talking about it, I'm getting texts from my friend Gene Evans, who I've got with us this morning from the, of course, Gene is with the American Federation for Children now and helping out with all that. Gene, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning.
Yeah, I'm in a much better mood after the judge's ruling. I was really concerned about kids who'd already started in schools being yanked out or their parents being in a position where they wouldn't be able to pay their tuition because the NEA was trying to rip their scholarships away from them when schools already started.
Did you say there were 7,000 kids taking advantage of this?
Well, there have been 7,500 scholarships approved. They don't receive their scholarships. It's not confirmed until they start school.
Okay.
So once they start school, then the money goes out. So some of them had started and the money had gone out and some had not. So they're, about 7,500 have been approved to receive scholarships this year. Last year, there were about 2,500. What they're suing about was this additional appropriation to allow more children to go. So what Dan Buck was talking about yesterday, the tax credit scholarship program is still in effect, but the legislature also appropriated $51 million because the demand was greater than the amount of money that had been raised. There was a huge waiting list of students that wanted to participate, and so they went ahead and appropriated the money. And it's my understanding it is the goal of this governor and the leadership in the legislature to continue to appropriate it and eventually get to a universal choice, which is something you've talked about quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh. Be great. How much is actually being generated by the tax credit program? Because I'd love to promote that and get people who are looking for a good tax incentive, something to give to that makes a real impact. This is a great, great cause.
It's great. Yeah, it's 100% tax credit. So it's dollar for dollar.
Wow.
If you donate $1,000, you get $1,000 back on your taxes. Now, you can't get more than what you owe. So if you owed $5,000 and you donated $5,000, you would no longer owe any taxes. And that money funds scholarships. Last year, they raised about $25 million. They're expecting to raise closer to $35 million this year. As more people become aware of it, it isn't that well known. And so that's been kind of the struggle with raising the money. But compared to other states, it's actually gotten up and running pretty quickly. But there's just such a need and such a demand for different education, different schools for different students. And we did, not this session, but the session before, they had expanded it statewide. Prior to that, it had only been in like pretty much in urban areas. But now it's statewide. And so there are even more kids because, you know, all over the state, people think there are failing schools just in inner cities, but that's not the case. There are failing schools everywhere. And more importantly, sometimes it's just not the right fit. Any school, even a great school, can fail a student. And sometimes that student, it's just not thriving there. And their parents know best where they may thrive. So whether it's they're being bullied, they're not thriving academically, it's not a social emotional fit, it's not a cultural or a values fit, whatever those reasons are, the parents should be allowed to send their student to school that suits their needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they should. And is it needs based? Is that what we're how the scholarships are handed out?
The scholarships are prioritized if you have an IEP, which is an individual education plan, also sometimes referred to as a special needs students. They are first priority. There are some other criteria, and then income. So if you have an IEP, there's no income. And then they're prioritized low income to, I mean, if you're a family of four, you could be making, I think, up to like $160,000. But the priority is for low income defined by students who would qualify for free and reduced lunch. So it really is focused on low income, where the greatest need is. And quite frankly, those lower income parents have the toughest time finding alternatives or actually moving. People say, well, why don't you just move? Well, not everybody can afford to move to Wildwood, right? Or or even move at all, especially now with interest rates where they are.
Sure.
People are kind of stuck where they are. And education is the enemy of poverty. And for folks and politicians who say, you know, we need to do more for those who are, you know, in poverty or disadvantaged in some way, the best way to do that is to start in K-12 education. Give them a good education, a good start, an opportunity to then go to college, go to trade school, or do something else because they've had a great education in a school where they were thriving.
And what is the basis of their legal challenge here, Gene? What are they claiming separation of church and state? Are they claiming, you know, public money going to private religious organizations? What's their complaint?
Yes, all those things. And to be fair, Missouri's constitution is actually even tighter than the U.S. Constitution when it comes to this. But we allocate money to nonprofits all the time that are really just nonprofits that are doing work. So those are the things they're claiming. That doesn't mean they're going to win, but you just never know what's going to happen. So I think it's really incumbent on the legislature to quickly move to more of a universal school choice so we can put these lawsuits behind us and every student can have an opportunity to thrive.
Yep. I would agree with that completely. Where can people go to find out more about this issue? You guys have a great website there?
Yeah, the Federation for Children.org. And you can follow me at Mojean Evans on Twitter, or X, sorry, not Twitter, X.
I do the same thing all the time.
And is that 100% tax credit for companies as well? Or does it have to be an individual?
Yes,
companies can get 100% back if they make a charitable contribution to the Mo Scholars Program?
Right, and they can get that information on the treasurer's website. There's a section for most scholars. It takes you right to where you go and how you donate. And you can donate. There's a half a dozen of these scholarship granting organizations throughout the state.
Wow.
The one here in St. Louis is called TTEF, the Today and Tomorrow Education Foundation. They've been around for decades.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That's
Gene,
great.
We've run out of time. Always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Have a great morning. Yeah, Gene Evans there.
Great, good to get her on. Great program.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Maybe we've opened a few eyes on that this morning for sure. Coming up, we'll get to former Senator John Lamping. Stay tuned.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is to fight crime in Missouri, to reduce the rate of crime, and to do that in collaboration with local prosecutors, police, sheriffs, the highway patrol. That's job one, priority one. Nothing we do will be more important.
Yep, Catherine Hanaway there. We interviewed her on Friday. Let's get to John Lamping, please.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom! All right, John, great to have you back with us this morning. How are you?
Mark, Dan, great to be with you both.
Absolutely. Yeah, you heard a little bit of my clip there from my interview with Catherine Hanaway on Friday. Any fresh thoughts on her as AG?
Yeah, well, you know, we spoke last Tuesday morning and she had yet to be named AG, but it certainly seemed as if she was the favorite, and not surprised at all that Mike tapped her for this job. The most interesting thing, I think, in her initial press conference and any follow-ups is immediately to come out and commit to a 7-year term. Obviously, she needs to be reelected in 3 years, and she spoke to that. But her idea that she's committed to the job after having, I mean, she's, what, the fourth AG in 6 years or something like that. And so I think it's a very, very much a Mike Keogh pick, as we discussed last week. He's known her forever. She's the opposite. Her approach to the office will be through the legal lens much more so than the political lens. In politics today, and for quite some time, really since the Tea Party, there's a part of the party that looks at the Tea Party politicians or looks at the mega politicians, and they kind of roll their eyes and they're not too enthused about what they have to say. And Mike Keogh and Catherine are in that camp. It doesn't mean they're not capable of what they do, but their approach to office is very different than what has been the dominant energy in the Republican Party for the past 15 years, which is Tea Party / MAGA.
Well, I did think it was interesting that in her acknowledgement and her thanking Mike Kehoe, she also thanked Andy Blunt, because we've talked about that before, right? I mean, the Blunt family has a lot of influence with Mike Kehoe and his campaign, and I think he ran his inauguration, and all of that just makes perfect, just lines up perfectly, because Catherine Hanaway is soundly in that camp as well, right?
Yeah, if you rewind to maybe 2006, that when she was the speaker, Missouri Republican Party politics was very much establishment Republican Party. It was there was a very strong Bush presence here in St. Louis. Kit Bond, the Blunt family, Mike Kehoe was on the transportation committee at that time, board transportation, and Catherine was the speaker. And that approach to politics was very much hand in glove with the Chamber of Commerce. It was all about tax credits and trying to figure out what we could do to, you know, work with different industries to keep them here. It wasn't about what was a Tea Party, which is about cutting spending, and obviously what is MAGA, which was a huge populist movement. The Republican Party back in 2006 wasn't the party of the working class. It was a very different party. It was a lot more like the stereotype of meaning like the country club type of approach to politics. Quite frankly, it was an approach to politics that more often than not led to Republicans being the minority. But that's the circle that Mike was in, that Catherine was in. Ann Wagner and Catherine are best of friends. It's all the same approach. And for better or for worse, that's what Mike Kehoe wants to have the philosophy, governing philosophy, be. And I think it's obvious with this appointment that he expects to have Catherine right at his side the whole time he's in office.
You know, Andrew Bailey, and even before him, Schmidt, Hawley, they all did not shy away from the political battle. You called them political battles, but going into heavily Democratic districts to help clean up messes. Do you see Catherine having that same conviction, going after lame prosecutors who aren't doing their job, who aren't being hard on crime? Because as a prosecutor herself, she was pretty tough on crime and always fought for heavy sentences against criminals. How do you see her managing that in Kansas City and St. Louis, where some of these prosecutors are, you know, extremely loose?
I expect that will be her primary focus. And I think she'll do a very good job at that. Her style will be very different, though. She won't be on Mark's show as quite so often as the previous three attorney generals. She won't be looking for the cameras all that often. That aspect of what I expect from this attorney general's office is maybe even better, because I think she'll be more focused on the legal aspects of it and less focused on the political spin, if you will. My biggest concern with her approach and with Governor Kehoe's approach is they're just way too friendly with corporate America. They will work very specifically with the Chamber of Commerce. For example, here we are. It's been, what, at least a week since the president has tweeted out that Missouri was next in line to, you know, to change their maps. And you'll notice Governor Kehoe hasn't really spoke very much about it, hasn't called a special session. Quite frankly, he's not really interested in doing a 7-1 map. That's far too partisan for him. And it was interesting, I think, yesterday that the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce has come out and said that they're very much against the idea of a 7-1 map. They don't want to break up the congressional representation in the Kansas City area, which will be required by a 7-1 map. And, you know, I still think that Mike has to call a special session and go to the 7-1 map. It's a political gift to him, meaning that if he does it, then he can point to it when he seeks reelection as him being somewhat MAG on some level, populist on some level. But I tell you what, he hates the idea of it. He really doesn't want to do it. You look at the other governors, and they're chomping at the bit to get new maps drawn. And all Mike can say is, well, I'm talking to House and Senate leaders and maybe. And that just speaks to him not being partisan, not being political. And Catherine will be very much the same way. I mean, she will not. You'll never see Catherine say something out loud that the governor wouldn't like. And right now, I think the governor doesn't really like the idea of of going to a 7-1 map.
Do you see her staying in the seat, or is there political aspirations here? We'd like to see some stability in that position. Do you think she'll see this term out and seek a second term?
I think she most certainly will. Catherine is my age, so she's in her early 60s. But at the same time, where else might she go, right? So the governor's the governor the same time that she'll be the attorney general. She didn't say, I wouldn't run for governor when Mike's termed out after two terms. So she puts herself in a position for that. And I am quite confident, though, that the one caveat would be is how soon the governor has to pick a U.S. senator. So, for example, what I expect in 2026, I think Josh Hawley will be up on the stage running for president. But if he were to fail, he can keep his Senate seat. But the wild card will be Schmidt. I think Eric Schmidt was dying to run for president, but he sees all these roadblocks ahead of him, and he has to run for re-election in 2 years. So he'll run for re-election. But then, depending on who the president is, he could very well find himself in the administration. And at that moment in time is when Kehoe would be governor and would have the capacity to appoint a U.S. senator. And Catherine would probably be right now at the top of that list, even prior to this. So we'll see. I think that she made the right decision to come out and suggest that she'll be there for 7 years. It's the same 7 years that Kehoe will be there.
Wow. You're the first one that I've heard suggest Hawley is looking at the presidency.
You think he'll challenge JD? He'll challenge JD for sure.
He doesn't have a path to the presidency. I mean, there's no chance he will be there. But if you listen closely and follow along, he's a different type of populist. And I think that he'll want to be heard even when we have a very logical successor. I mean, I think JD is going to be a phenomenal president. But it's unusual. We wouldn't have at least a moment in time where other candidates are heard. And so the question is, who's going to stand on the stage with him if JD Vance has to stand up on a stage? And I mean, it'd be very unusual for there to be not to be some primary process. Even if Trump endorses him from the beginning, you still have to go through the process. So
yeah.
I think Josh wants to be heard on that stage.
Yeah, I think Rubio may want to be heard, too.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of them like that. Exactly, that's true. John, thank you for your time.
Very good. Nice to be with you both.
Absolutely. All right, thank you.
Appreciate you, John. Thanks,
absolutely,
bud.
Yeah, former senator at Lamping there. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that. It's just the first time I've heard anybody say they thought Hawley had his eyes on that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think we all know he has aspiration. 26, it was what I was questioning when he said.
When he said,
beginning his campaign, because he would have to probably announce in late 26 if he's going to go for it.
Sure,
you know.
Sure,
but I don't see it. I think if this administration continues to knock down barriers, continue to fulfill the promises that they made, promises kept, I think JD is going to be a shoo-in, and could win by a landslide, especially with a Rubio by his side or another populist type person. I think Rubio is another. I mean, you can't go wrong. The bench is deep on the Republican side, to be quite honest with you.
I would agree.
Whereas the Democrats are head scratching trying to figure out who the heck they're gonna are they gonna put the dumpster fire governor of California out there, really? That's the best they can come up with?
Or the dumpster fire governor of Minnesota? Illinois?
Please make that happen.
Or Illinois?
Yeah.
Their bench is not deep.
Or let's recycle Kamala. Let's do that again.
Oh,
let's do that one over again.
No, I cannot even imagine that.
Oh, my gosh, it's great radio, brother. What are you talking about? She would be perfect.
Word salad again. We'd have to listen to.
Here we go.
All right, quick break here. We're back within other news in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, Sue Thomas, are you with us?
I am.
You recognize that. That is, of course, part of the music played in the run-up to Yellowstone, in which I just love that show.
No,
and
really?
Yeah, I did. I know you're so shocked at that. And I've been wondering when it's going to come back with the spinoff, right? Everybody keeps talking about the spinoff with Beth Dutton and Rip and all those guys. Well, they're working on it, and apparently now they're adding Annette Bening is going to be added as a character on the upcoming Yellowstone spinoff, and apparently the working title is The Dutton Ranch. That's original.
Interesting. Are you intrigued by it as a Yellowstone fan?
I will watch it just because it's got Beth Dutton in it.
They were two of the best characters.
They were the two best characters, in my opinion, after they killed off Costner. I love that. But it doesn't really... It's in the works, but there's not a projected date when we might see it. You know the way this guy works. I mean, it could be 3 years from now. I'm ready for it to start tomorrow.
How many shows can he write?
Taylor Sheridan? I don't know.
I mean, he's still doing Landman, right?
Right.
And doesn't he do the one with Sylvester Stallone?
I think he does. King of Tulsa or whatever, yeah. Tulsa King.
But the other two Yellowstones are done. The 1830.
Yeah, those
but
are
they were supposed to make another one of those, too, that was like in the past.
Oh, I don't know.
It's way too much.
Wow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Way too much.
Crazy, crazy. Hey, did you guys hear, if you guys ever heard of that thing over in Spain called the Tomatotina? It's tomorrow.
No.
So it's 80 years they've been doing this.
Oh, I think
it
I
is the largest
about.
Tomato fight on the
I've
planet.
I've seen video of that.
I didn't know that's
what it was called. Yeah. Okay.
Tomatina is what they call it. It's a street fight of 120 tons of overripe tomatoes. And people just pelt each other for one entire hour. They start a clock, and by the end, people are submerged, completely doused. Some people lay in the streets where all of the remnants of 22,000 pounds of tomatoes goes. Would you do that? Would that even be mildly entertaining to you?
No.
I'd love to pick up some.
I would do it.
Yeah, you put a bunch of liberals across the way.
Well,
and you could just pelt
it. Now you're talking. See, I don't like tomatoes.
Of course, if you're in Spain, you're probably about 80% of the people you could hit would be liberals.
Well, and
probably.
the thing about it is you get somebody like Dan Buck, who's got a pretty good throwing arm, I hear. Yeah. You could do some damage with a tomato because it's a lot like a baseball.
It's about the right size.
About the right size.
Yeah, it's about the right size. Put some seams on it. We're in business.
So you get that acid in your eyes?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, but 80 years, it's going to go off again tomorrow.
All right. Are you ready for driverless taxis? Waymo. Remember Waymo?
Oh, sure.
Those are the ones they were...
Locking people in cars?
No, they were calling them... to the scene of those protests in L.A. and then burning them when they got there, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know how you avoid this problem, but it's about to hit New York City, and everybody up there is really worried about it because they're not convinced that – because there's no driver. It just – you order the car, and it shows up, and then it drives you to your location, and there's nobody in it except you and your passenger, right, whoever is going with you.
Well, except this is a test run. So there's only 8 of them, and they're going to have a driver in each one who must have – actually, they don't call it a driver. They call it an operator or something – who must have one hand on the wheel at all times.
Why?
Until they work it all out and see if it works. I don't know.
Because I was going to say, isn't that kind of defeating the purpose of eliminating the driver?
They have to do this until they get a license to be part of the taxi and limo service of New York.
Oh,
so they do
okay.
it right. and kind of test it out. We'll see.
Those things would scare me. Like opening the door and there's no driver.
No one has
control.
That's true. Although this guy's got one hand on the wheel, Ethan. Relax.
Well, no, if he's in there, that's fine. But I'm saying if a car shows up with nobody in it.
I know.
And they're going to take me to the grocery store or wherever.
Well, I guess traffic doesn't move much up there anyway. So you're not going to be speeding around.
Until it does.
Yeah, true.
Hey, go ahead.
You'll be interested in this because you're going to the Ohio State football game,
yeah,
right? This weekend?
Yep, Texas.
Dave Portnoy has been banned. The Barstool Sports guy has been banned from Ohio State.
Why?
Why?
Well, I guess he offended them somehow. He's apparently banned from campus. And but he's been invited to appear on the noon kickoff Sunday, the Fox Sports show that's going to happen prior to the game. And it said that he is, I guess he's a Michigan fan, so he's been banned from Ohio State campus.
Oh, they hate each other. Yeah.
He will likely not be there for the end of the show, which usually takes place inside of the stadium because they hate him so bad.
They'd be throwing tomatoes at him.
Maybe.
I think, probably.
I love that.
We still got to come up with Dan's sign that he can hold up behind Corso.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Something. How about the Mark Cox? I'll just take
there
the Mark Cox.
Take one of those. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mark Cox Radio. People are like, what is that?
That would be fantastic.
In Columbus, Ohio. I had one other quick story. Have you ever had an overdue library book?
Sure.
In San Antonio, they just got an overdue library book sent to them 82 years after it was borrowed.
Yeah. Did they waive the fine?
She's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, the woman's dead. They said, you're not going to be able to collect from mom. Here's your book back. Exactly. The title of the book was Your Child, His Family, and Friends. By marriage and family counselor Francis Bruce.
Yeah, probably
Strain.
A much better book than the ones that are out these days.
Right.
Coming up, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, and we'll get to 2A Tuesday. Stand by.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.